141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic are in friendly action tonight as they take on Ajax in the Como Cup. Rangers have approached Crystal Palace about a loan deal for Gerson Rakitić, with reports of a big obligation to buy, and there's European action as well, with Hibs and Dundee United both playing tonight. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon DL.
Yeah, games are coming thick and fast, Andrew, as we see Rangers the other night there, the Premier Sports Cup up and running. You're looking at both Hibs and Dundee United and action tonight, and we're only just over a week away from the start of the new season, so everything to look forward to, everything positive, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, another big test for Celtic tonight against Ajax in this Como Cup. I'm sure Celtic fans will be looking forward to it. Brendan Rodgers been speaking over in Como, talking about transfer targets, wanting to strengthening his front line.
Yeah, I think most teams are still doing bits and pieces, trying to get their squad as strong as they possibly can before the kick-off next weekend. You look at St Mirren adding as well, you look at Celtic, it's well documented Brendan Rodgers wants to add to that firepower. You're now looking at reports of Rangers looking at players at Crystal Palace, wide players, because you've seen the other night there they started with, you know, Finlay Curtis and Dowell off the flank type thing. They're not natural players, although got to give young Finlay Curtis all the credit in the world. What a terrific goal that was. But I think he's wanting some wide players in. I think he's wanting some pace. And I think right up until the transfer window closes, I still think teams out there will be looking to strengthen, because it's going to be a long, hard season.
Yeah, interested in that link, Rangers and Gerson Rakitić, because it's been reported by a few places. There certainly has been an approach about a loan deal. David Ornstein, who's a very highly respected journalist down south, saying that a potential obligation to buy of up to £10 million. It's a lot of money for Rangers. It's not the type of fees that they've really been throwing about. There's been, you know, conflicting reports maybe saying it's closer to £8 million, but whether it is, you know, 8 or 10, those are big figures, aren't they?
It's a big step for Rangers. You know, they're looking maybe to get the lad in loan first. Don't know a lot about him. I know he plays in the wide areas, Crystal Palace, Premier League, played at a very good level. Russell Martin will know a lot about him. Yeah, when you see, when you hear of these figures, Andrew, 10, 8 million, that's not the way Rangers usually go about their business, but it shows you that they're looking to really strengthen this squad. I still say, I look at Russell Martin's squad just now, and as much as he's brought in players, and we only seen three of them on Tuesday night, I think he's got to look to try and get some, what we call in the game, dead wood out the building, and get wages off the obviously the wage slips. And you've got to look at that, Andrew, because they're sitting there and they've got players that are sitting in the stand earning good, good money. They've got to try and sort of cut that, and gives Russell Martin more money to go and add to squad, add the quality, and see where it takes him.
Well, let's hear from you, Rangers fans. What do you make of those reports today that a deal for Gerson Rakitić, Rangers trying to get that done, alone with a potential obligation to buy that could reach £8-10 million, are reports? Is that something that maybe surprises you, those types of figures being banded about? Is that maybe what you expected, that type of money to be spent when the takeover went through at the start of summer? 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, another friendly tonight, another friendly against good opposition as well in Ajax. What do you want to see from Brendan Rodgers' side? Where does he still need to strengthen with just over a week to go until the start of the league campaign? 0141 951 1025. And make sure to stick around, because a bit later in the show we'll be bringing you some big breaking Super Scoreboard news for the season ahead. Don't even know if you know this yet, Gordon DL. There's going to be some changes this season to Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
I'm going to miss you. I've got to
That's not happening, by the way. That's not. Hugh Keevans will be here for the start of the new season.
I'm only saying it because I know Hugh listens to every show, so I thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, but Hugh Keevans,
breaking
will,
news coming.
Yeah, Hugh Keevans will be here, but there will be big breaking Super Scoreboard news to come later in the show, so make sure to stick around for that. 01419511025. Two of our Scottish sides in European action tonight as well. Dundee United up against Unas Strassen in the Conference League second qualifying round. Hibs in Europa League second qualifying round action. It looks a much tougher test for Hibs, doesn't it, than for Dundee United?
You would imagine Dundee United at home tonight will have a good advantage going over to Luxembourg for the second round, second leg, Andrew. Mitchell and they've been a decent side. But look, Hibs have brought in well in the summer. They had a great season last year. They're playing with a lot of confidence. The manager, he's been terrific. He came under a lot of pressure at the start of the season, but now he's a fan's favourite. So, look, that'll be a very, very hard tie for him. As long as they can keep themselves in that tie, it's all cliche, away from home, keep yourself in the tie, and at Easter Road, you've got a great opportunity in front of a packed house, probably, to go and try and progress.
Yeah, just looking at that Hibs team for that game, because it's an earlier kickoff, that one at 6:30, Jordan Smith in goal for them, then it'll be a back three of Warren Ahora, Rocky Bashiri and Jack Iredale, Chris Cadden as the right wing back, Jordan Abita as the left wing back, then in midfield, Dylan Livett, Josh Mulligan, who of course signed from Dundee, Jamie McGrath in there, another summer signing, and then a front two of Martin Boyle and Kieran Bowie. So we will also get you the Dundee United team a bit later on. That's a later kickoff because that game is happening at Tannadice, 7:45, so we will drop in and get the team news live from Tannadice when we can. 0141 951 1025 on the phones if you've got any thoughts to share tonight. Let's take a closer look at that Celtic game tonight. That'll be, there was a lot of talk last week about, you know, the quality of opposition that Rangers were playing against, and the fact that the games weren't in front of fans, they were behind closed doors. The same can't really be said for Celtic's preparation. They had the friendly against Sporting, they played Newcastle, they've got this game against Ajax. The winner then plays Como at the weekend as well. So Celtic really stepping up their preparations now.
Yeah, they were impressive against Newcastle, you've got to say. Although some people think that the English teams are maybe 1 or 2 weeks behind, but it's still an impressive win. That's a build-up, and that's what Brendan Rodgers is looking for. It'll be interesting to see what the team is tonight. Will he start with all the big hitters, or will he keep mixing it up and then using the substitutions halfway through the second half and putting minutes into legs? They'll obviously get a plan building up towards next week, their opening game. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of a starting lineup for Celtic, but I'm sure Brendan Rodgers, we hear it most days now, will be desperate to get some firepower in there to help. That's the one area I'll look at tonight. Will it be Maeda? Will Ada start up front? You just wonder who it's going to be. So it'll be interesting to see. And obviously, I think he still needs some wide men. I think he needs someone through the middle as well. I know young Kenny's had a good pre-season. Maybe he's right in the mix. Maybe that takes the pressure off of Brendan Rodgers. Maybe he believes that's the way to go forward with the young lad. Be interested to see their team tonight.
Well, any thoughts on team news, or maybe you've got some thoughts on this, Celtic fans, 01419511025, because some quotes coming out from Brendan Rodgers over in Italy. He was talking about Celtic's recruitment, and there'd maybe been some murmurings about, you know, the likes of Hayato and Amura coming in, Shin Yamada, whether they were club signings, whether they were Brendan Rodgers signings, and he said himself that it's pretty straightforward. There'll be players at the, you know, recruitment team that are not for just now but are for the future. But he said clearly, I will look at those players and assess and see if the players that can come in and play. He said it's very much joined up. He says it's more around whether the players are here for now or later, but essentially he says that he has the final say on signings. He says it's not a case of the club makes signings and he just has to put up with whatever he's got.
I've no doubt in that. I think Brendan Rodgers will have the final say. Of course, there'll be players brought in, you know, sort of a down the pecking order just to see how they're going to develop. But when it comes to the big names and the big players and the players that Brendan Rodgers is looking to improve his side, then for me, there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that Brendan Rodgers has to tick the box. it's a team effort nowadays, obviously, with recruitment and everything that goes on behind the scenes, because managers, not like the old days, can go and watch players and sign them. You've got to depend on your, obviously, your staff and everything to go and do that work for you, bring all the data, you sit down, you look at it. But Brendan Rodgers knows exactly what he wants, what type of player he wants, and I'm sure, you know, right now Brendan Rodgers will have the final say in everything.
Well, Celtic fans, let us know what you think of that or ahead of the game tonight. 01419511025. Rangers fans want to hear your thoughts on the links to Jesseron Rak-Sakyi, who is a 22-year-old winger who's currently at Crystal Palace, was on loan at Sheffield United last season. The reports today that Rangers have made a loan approach for the Crystal Palace winger, but the most interesting part of it is that there are reports that there could be a potential obligation to buy, the figures being quoted, £8 million, £10 million. We touched on it earlier on, but I think people wondered what Rangers' approach this window would be like when it came to new signings with the new ownership. There was obviously this £20 million figure that was put out there, that the initial investment from the new owners, but people didn't know exactly, you know, how that was going to be split up, how much of that was going to go towards transfer budget, how much of that was going to go towards other things. If Rangers are dealing in those types of figures, does that maybe show that there's more to come from Rangers on this window, that the squad could look very different and money might well be spent?
Yeah, I think the squad will look different, of that there's no doubt. I think they come in for a little bit of criticism, not just from Rangers supporters, but outsiders looked and thought, you know, the 49ers are coming in, will the big names coming in? And then they looked at the lower leagues and Peterborough's and teams like that, but now they look like they've waited on, you know, getting to where Russell Martin wants to be. And if that's the right player that fits his system and that's the one he wants, it looks like there's going to be money involved in this. But I keep saying it, Andrew, I still think that Rangers have got so many players in there on that wage bill that they have to cut, they have to slash it. They have to, as much as it's important to get players in, I think they've got to get players out. You've got to balance it both ways. So that'll be a big job for them as well. But I think if you're a Rangers fan, you're hearing this news today and you're looking at a club that's saying, right, OK, if we get them in loan, if it's worth it now, we're prepared to go down the £8 million, £10 million. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops.
01419511025, what do you make of that news coming out today, Rangers fans? Is that an area, Gordon, that you feel it is needed? You talked about the wide areas, the fact it was Kieran Dowell and Finlay Curtis in that big game against Panathinaikos. We saw the difference JD Gassama made when he came on, albeit the caveat that, you know, Panathinaikos were down to 10 men at that point. But having a more natural winger, a direct winger, it did seem to change the dynamic of that Rangers team.
Yeah, Kasama, I think he was a big hit when he came on. And listen, it helps when you get a goal as well, and it was a brilliant goal from the lad. You've got Cortez as well that can play in those areas. I just look at Russell Martin, I think he wants to play with that sort of a wide players, bags of pace, you know, really going at defenders. You look at the way Celtic operate as well, and I think Russell Martin wants to go down there, and you need those kind of players. That substitution was an impact substitution, got the goal, and an important goal. Yes, you said it, down to 10 men, but listen, that's nothing to do with Rangers, and it was a good goal to take over to Greece, and they'll be confident enough to go over there. I still think there's a bit of work to be done this tie, because they look decent, especially early on. But all credit to Rangers, they come out in the second half. I thought he would have made maybe a substitution just to freshen it. I didn't think it was going great in the first half, but he kept by it. And as you say, young Finlay Curtis, what a goal he scored! And that really gave everybody the confidence, supporters, the players, and everything. So to go with a 2-0 lead is brilliant for them, but I still think there's a bit of work to be done.
01419511025 on the phones. David is a Rangers fan in Barrhead. David, what are you making of that news today that Jesseron Rak-Sakyi looks like a top target for Russell Martin?
Well, what my thought is if they're talking about £6, £8, £10 million, why aren't they going for Cherney? because we were quoted, was it not, £6-8 million for him, and he's proven he can do it at all levels for Rangers.
I do wonder, David, if that maybe comes down to, and I'm just speculating here, but
I
was going to say the new owners have talked about this player trading model, and with Vaclav Černý being a good few years older, if you spend the same sort of money on a player that's in his late 20s rather than one in the early 20s, is that more of a risk of not getting a return on the money, which is obviously what Rangers are trying to do with this player trading model?
Yeah, I suppose that could be an issue, but if they're wanting results, then I think he's a sure-on to give you goals and chances, and with some of these other players up front, it's going to be amazing if
Černý
was there.
Look, I totally understand where Dave's coming from, but I totally agree with Rangers, the way they're going about their business. If they're going to spend, and I'm not saying they are, but if they're going to spend in the region £6 million upwards, for me, it can't be in an older player where you've got no return whatsoever. As much as Černý was very, very good for Rangers last year, it's got to be in the 21, 22-year-olds, and they come in and then you develop them better. You look at, O'Reilly, for instance, come into Celtic and sold him on for 20-odd millions. That's the way you've got to look at it. You're not going to do that with Černý. That's the problem. As much as I think he's a very good player, I thought he was very good for Rangers last year, good threat, everything about him, could score goals as well. If you're going to go in that market of the 60 plus million, I think you've got to go for potential.
Does that just look like more of a risk to you, David, going for someone like Jesurun Rakšaki? Because, you look at Rangers had a deal for Oscar Cortes. That was an obligation to buy for around £4.5 million. He may well go on to prove himself at some point, but hasn't quite, managed to do anything really yet in a Rangers jersey. Would getting someone like Černý in, does that feel like more of a guarantee for success for you?
He's proved he can do it. Like there was talk earlier this season about Majorski maybe coming back. He's proved he can do it in the Premier League. I mean, there's players that were getting bandied about that have shown if we play for Rangers, we will score.
Yeah, 18 goals last season for Vaclav Černý. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are lots of Rangers fans out there that would love to see him back. Can you see that dilemma in terms of why, I think he turns 28 this season, why it maybe wouldn't be as attractive to the new owners as it would if they were going for someone, despite the fact that it could well be more of a risk?
I think if the wages and the price tag was a little bit lower, I think Rangers would be delighted to have him back, because I think Dave is right. He's proved last season he's a threat, he's a very good player, he can get you goals, he can get you assists. But at the age of 28, I'd be very surprised if Rangers pushed the boat out and spent, the 6, 7, 8 million, whatever it may take, to bring him back to the club. If they could get him at a right price, I'm sure they would certainly take him. But unfortunately, I don't think Rangers are going to go down that road with signing players at 28 for £6, 7, 8 million. I don't see it.
Regardless of whether that deal goes through for Rakšaki or not, David, those reports of, fees of whether it is 8 million, 10 million, is that promising to you as a Rangers fan that it looks as if, that money could well be there to be spent this summer?
Yeah, I think the group coming in, I've just been a wee bit wary at the start about spending big. But now when they see there's maybe a chance to get through to the next round in the Champions League, blah, 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 there is a chance of, I think there will be more. I think we could spend maybe £10 million before the window shuts, whether it's in one player or a couple of players.
Could you see that marquee signing coming? Could there be more than one?
I think if you've got a budget of £10 million, you're Russell Martin. I think you're trying to get two or three players in for the £10 million. I really do. I don't think you put all your eggs in the one basket. He knows that he needs a big squad for next season. He knows that he's got to hit the ground running. He wants the quality and he wants that competition in every position. As I keep going back to it, I think there's also a job that he has to get some dead wood out, because the wages must be incredible just now. You've got a lot of players sitting there in good contracts, picking up good money, and they're not going to be in Russell Martin's plans going forward. So that's a big task to get them off the wage bill. But Look, I think it's music to the Rangers fans' ears if they're talking about spending that sort of a money. It shows that the 49ers have come in, they have sat back, they've taken their time, they look at the club, they look at what their manager's doing, and they're prepared to go and back them. So it's positive news coming out of Ibrox.
Well, thank you to David, 01419511025, if you've got any thoughts to add to that. Celtic fans, what do you make of this starting lineup for tonight's friendly against Ajax? What do you like about it? What would you like to see happen off the bench? Because there's some interesting inclusions both in the starting lineup and on the bench as well. It's Kasper Schmeichel in goal, the back four, Anthony Ralston, Dane Murray, Liam Scales and Kieran Tierney. The midfield three, Callum McGregor, Benjamin Nygren and Rio Hitati. And then the front three, Yang, Maeda and Ida. The substitutes, Sinisalo, Doohan, Rice, Trusty, McCowan, Shin Yamada is in there as well. Could potentially be his first sighting in a Celtic jersey. Osmond, Carter Vickers is there as well. Marco Tilio, despite the fact that it looked as if he was away a couple of days ago. Johnny Kenny in there as well. Inamura, Engels, Bernardo, Summers, Forrest and Donovan. So any thoughts on that, Celtic fans? 01419511025. Let's play this first though.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
So the 2 hour shows are back,
yes,
from Monday, which means the Summer League is over as of tomorrow. And you will be last. I think I think no matter what happens, you'll be last.
I would like to check that over again, Andrew. I think
no matter what happens, I think you're playing for personal pride here, but the personal pride is to make sure that your record stays over 50%. You've played 12.
Yeah, 1-7.
Actually, you've played 13. You've won 7. You've lost 6.
Eight.
So you've got a 58% win rate at the moment. And can you keep it above 50%?
Come
if you
on
want
now
to come on and try and beat Gordon DL, give us a call now, 01419511025.
Are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. And we want to hear from you, 01419511025. Celtic fans, you've got that friendly against Ajax tonight. We just gave you the starting lineup. Some of the highlights are that Benjamin Nygren starts in midfield again alongside Rio Hitati and Callum McGregor. And the front three, Yang, Maeda and Ida, Shin Yamada could make his first appearance off the bench as well. Arne Engels on the bench, Cameron Carter Vickers is back on the bench, so is Marco Tilio as well, despite the fact that it looked as if he could have been away. Rangers fans, we were talking about Jesurun Rakšaki, who is a Crystal Palace winger. There is talk of a potential loan deal with an obligation to buy of big money, £8 million, £10 million. What do you make of that? 01419511025. Hibs are just about to get underway in their qualifier against Michelin. Dundee United play tonight as well. Lots happening, and there's a big Super Scoreboard announcement to come ahead of the new season, but let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
We've been doing this all summer, and you'd think that I would have checked if I had a pen, so I'm going to have to steal yours, no, Gordon DL, because either we wouldn't be able to play otherwise.
That's my lucky pen. I've no lost when I've been holding that pen.
It's just complete nonsense. But we'll see. We'll see if you're getting your excuses in early. Is what you're doing.
Who have I got? About five people on the phone.
Paul,
that's what normally happens.
Paul and Paisley. Paul, how do you,
Paul,
how do you rate
family
your chances against Gordon DL?
Hopefully I'll tuck him away tonight. Hopefully I'll tuck him away.
Paul and family. Many you got, Paul?
With that?
Many's with you. Four or five?
None.
Okay, backs himself to do the job by himself. Don't mind it. Right, we will put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Gord DL. Paul, it is 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that helps you out. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Where was Brendan Rodgers manager before he joined Celtic in his first spell?
Liverpool.
How many goals did Rangers Cyril Desser score in the league last season?
18.
True or false, Hibs were the first ever British club to enter an official European competition?
False.
Tyson Maeda signed for Celtic from which club?
Pass.
Name one of the Scottish clubs Ryan Gold has played for?
Dundee United.
Stirling Albion used to play at what ground before they moved to Forth Bank?
Pass.
Okay, we will bring Gordon DL back in.
Yeah, okay.
Got us?
Yeah, go.
30 seconds on the clock, let's go. Where was Brendan Rodgers manager before he joined Celtic in his first spell?
Swansea.
How many goals did Rangers Cyril Dessers score in the league last season?
14.
True or false, Hibs were the first ever British club to enter an official European competition?
True.
Daizen Maeda signed for Celtic from which club?
Pass.
Name one of the Scottish clubs Ryan Gold has played for.
Ryan Gold has played for Dundee United.
Stirling Albion used to play at what ground before they moved to Forth Bank?
Used to play what?
What ground did they used to play at before Forth Bank? Hurry up.
I've been there. Pass. Don't know.
Oh, you should have just thrown a name out
what
there, right? Well, I'll get there. We'll go through them in order. How do you think it went, Paul?
I think it's quite tight, to be honest.
I think maybe I thought
they were hard, Paul. Do you know?
Depends on that first one. That first answer, I wasn't too sure. I can't remember with Rodgers.
Let's go through.
Swansea Liverpool.
It was one of the two, I can tell you that. Where was Brendan Rodgers manager before he joined Celtic in his first spell at the club?
Must be Liverpool.
You went for Swansea, Gordon DL. Paul went for Liverpool.
He went from Swansea to Liverpool, did he not?
Yes, and then left Liverpool and went to Celtic. So Paul is correct. So that goes 1-0 to Paul. How many goals? How many goals did Cyril Dessers score in the league last season? Gordon, you said 14. Paul
12.
Is a Rangers fan and said 18.
Was it 18?
Which is correct. So it goes 2-0.
That's the wee red book. I read the wee red book last night.
I did.
He was studying. Paul's been studying.
What a sad life you've got, eh?
I'm like Roger Hannah.
What did you do last night? I read a wee red book.
We're not going to ask Gordon what he did last night. True or false, Hibs were the first ever British club to enter an official European competition. Paul went for false.
It's
Gordon
true.
Went for true. It is true. 1955-56 season.
I read a wee red book last night, Paul. Just in case.
That was the wee green book, that one.
Fine.
So it goes 2-1. Daizen Maeda signed for Celtic from which club? Neither of you got it. It was the club that Ange Postecoglou joined from.
Yokohama F. Marinos.
So it remains 2-1 to Paul. Name one of the Scottish clubs Ryan Gold played for. You both said Dundee United. You both got it right. 3-2. And you both got one final question. Stirling Albion used to play at what ground before they moved to Forth Bank?
There.
Paul.
What'd you say?
Passed it. And you just fumbled along. Have you got any guess? I mean,
Anfield.
It is Anfield.
That's why
we asked it, because it's a famous name.
Anfield, I played there many a time.
And it means that Paul wins 3-2. Gordon DL's record for the Summer League is down to 50%. And it means that he finishes bottom of the table.
Bottom anyway.
Categorically bottom of the table now.
Aye, okay. Well done, Paul. I'm no bad. I'm quite happy with that.
I talked you away back. So I've had
good
to my Springy Boys
then. Oh, you talked you away, did you? Come on, when the season starts, Paul. That's when I'm really brilliant. Well, I read the wee green book about Hibs there, so you need to sort of get yourself sorted for the new season coming. Come back on.
You're offering the ball to me, Gordon. You bring it to me.
I'll bring it to you. Where are you, Paisley?
Aye.
Okay, mate, I'll bring that to you. Not a problem.
Well done to Paul. 01419511025. Let's go back to the phone. Stephen is a Celtic fan in Springboig. Stephen, what are you thinking tonight?
It's just what Gordon was saying earlier on about Rangers. They think they're going to spend £6, £8, or £10 million on this player for Crystal Palace, is it?
Yeah, Jesseran Raksaki reports today that it could be an obligation to buy. David Ornstein, who is, you know, one of the big journalists down south, saying that the obligation to buy could be up to £10 million.
Right, so the 49ers are involved in Leeds, aren't they?
Yes.
Aye, right, so the Leeds not only just go and spend £12 million on a player to Newcastle. Why would they let Rangers spend £10 million on a player who's never been tested anywhere and give Rangers £10 million
I think one thing that they tried to make clear, Andrew Kavanagh and Parag Marathi tried to make clear when they first came in, is that, you know, Leeds and Rangers are going to be run separately. There's not really going to be any overlap in the two. People will have their own opinions in that, because obviously the 49ers, but you wouldn't imagine that whatever Leeds spend money on is going to impact Rangers' transfer budget at all, considering the fact that that initial £20 million investment was put in and given to Rangers for transfer budget and other means as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. Look, it's hearsay by, you know, figures 10 million, 8 million. You never know what it is, Andrew. Deals are there to be done. Look, you're correct. The 49ers are going to run Rangers completely different from Leeds. It doesn't mean to say, you know, it's got to be a, if they spend that sort of money, it's got to be a marquee player. It's about probably bringing in younger players that they think they can develop and sell them on in the future for more money. That's the way forward for Rangers. Whether it goes ahead or not, I don't know. They're talking about initial loan as well. So that gives Rangers every opportunity to, you know, bed him in, see what he's got, see what he brings to Scottish football. You do look at a young lad, 22, at Crystal Palace. Maybe the stumbling block there, people would say, how can they afford that? I think that, not the transfer fee, because that can be worked different ways. I think that, you know, playing with Crystal Palace, what sort of contract's he on? Is he on big money? And, you know, you've got to sit down and look at the wages as well, because that all comes into the price of it. It's not just a case of going out and saying, we're going to spend upwards of $6 million on a player. You've got to calculate into that deal what the wages are going to be, and they'll be on a decent wage, I would imagine. But Rangers may just feel that that's worth it.
Right, but how much have Rangers spent already after that 20 million?
Yeah, so, I mean, Rangers have spent, what, £3.5 million on Telo Asgard. There was money spent on Emmanuel Fernandes. There was money spent on Joe Rothwell as well. But I think the one thing with the £20 million initial investment was that was the investment from Andrew Kavanagh and Parag Marathi, 49ers Enterprises. It doesn't necessarily mean that that was the only money available to Rangers, because Rangers would have had a transfer budget anyway. Yeah, they will have players that they'll be hoping to sell. If players leave, then there'll be wages freed up. So, but Stephen makes a point that nobody really knows how much Rangers, how much money Rangers have to spend this summer. It could be way more than people think. It could be way less than people think. It is a bit of a mystery.
Nobody knows, because Rangers will be sitting there just now. We don't know that if there's sort of offers on the table for some of the players that are not going to go forward under Russell Martin. And they'll probably look at that as well. And managers do. If managers can get players out and get some money in for them, you quite rightly say there's a couple of big hitters in there that need to leave the building, and that frees up that money as well. So that's probably going to be added into the pot as well, Andrew. So we don't really know what that pot is at this moment in time. We don't really know that. You know, figures are bandied about. We've heard it a million times. You know, Rangers are going to eventually pay 10 million. It may not be 10 million. You know, you never know what the deal is. But I think Rangers are going down the right line, bringing in young potential. Russell Martin will know the lad. Obviously, we're working down south, so they've brought in young potential. Well, they're going to try and bring in young potential. They're going to try and develop them under Russell Martin, and they're probably going to try and sell them on for a profit. That's the right way for Rangers now.
Stephen?
Yeah, if Rangers get knocked out of Europe next week, I think the 49ers are going to give them the money to go and buy this boy.
I don't know, Stephen. I'd be very surprised if the Champions League money was sort of a built into the.
And Andrew Kavanagh did explicitly say that essentially, you know, the Champions League money isn't built into the model that what they're trying to do with Rangers. But if they obviously get it, then, you know, it could accelerate what they're going to do. But it won't affect essentially their transfer business in terms of what they're doing beforehand.
So they're going to subsidise if Rangers don't get through to the Champions League then? So
I think they've already.
That's out in 30 or 40 or 50 million.
No, Stephen, you're missing the point. I think at the beginning of the season, they've sat down and they've worked everything out. And the Champions League, to me, I think the way they're looking at it is, if they get through rounds and get money, it's a bonus. I think what they've done is they've worked out this season particular, because it's a brand new season, new manager, they have to back them, there's a new squad coming in, everything going forward. I don't think they've sat there and said, right, OK, if we don't make 20 million, 30 million out of Champions League, all of a sudden we have to take that, you know, slash that budget. I think they've worked a budget for Russell Martin just now. I think on top of that, they're saying the Champions League money is a bonus, and I think any money that goes out the club, i.e. players getting sold or even getting them off the wages, I think will be added to that pot as well. And that's why we don't know exactly how much would be in that pot at this moment in time.
Well, thank you to Stephen. 014, on you go, Stephen.
I was going to say, so what you're saying is if Rangers sell, say, Eggerman or whatever to 15 to 20 million, that's going straight to Russell.
Russell Martin. I think a chunk of that would, yeah. I think I honestly do. I think that if they got something, you know, decent in,
that's just how clubs tend to operate, yeah, though, that if you sell a player for big money, not all the money will go back into the transfer budget, but a portion will be
100% put back into the 100%. Team. 100%. I think a portion of that would be put back into the pot. But I keep going back to it. I don't think Rangers have sat down. I could be wrong. I don't know their business model, but I don't think Rangers have sat down in the close season and said, right, we have to add the Champions League money. I don't. Getting a run in the Champions League or the Europa League is a massive bonus, but I don't think that's part of the plan just now this season. Obviously, in the coming years, you look at Celtic making so much money out of it. Of course, it's going to be important. But right now, with Rangers, we're under new ownership, new manager, I don't think that's added into the pot.
Well, thank you to Stephen. 01419511025 if you want to get involved. Good news for you Hibs fans out there. What a start to the game. In the opening 10 minutes, Jamie McGrath has scored, and it is 1-0 away at Michelin. That's a very good start, tough opposition.
Yeah, brilliant start from Hibs. A little bit of luck. It's a free kick. He's tried to swing it in. I've no idea what the goalkeeper's doing. I've absolutely no idea, but Hibs will not be concerned about that. Brilliant start over in Denmark for him.
Remember as well, we have some big breaking Super Scoreboard news ahead of the new season that we will bring you after the break, but I'll tell you about this first. Grade one. Yeah, tomorrow is the day where you could get a call and be the winner of over £500,000. Gemma Atkinson will make the call that you will not want to ignore. Enter now to be in the draw tomorrow and you could get a payday like no other. £544,000. To get 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Text are £10 plus your standard network rate. Or for one entry, text YES to 61025. Text are £250 plus your standard network rate. Or you can call 03434 269340. Calls are also charged at the standard rate. It's over 18s only. Online entry and all the rules for this Rail Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock tomorrow, so do not miss that deadline if you want to get involved. And if you get the call, just answer your phone and it's as simple as that. £544,000 will be in your bank account in time for the weekend. So for your chance to win £544,000, text YES to 61025 now.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We still want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025. Hibs are still 1-0 up against Midtjylland in their Europa League qualifier. Dundee United playing in the Europa Conference League tonight as well. That's a 7:45 kickoff, so we should get you the team news before the end of the show. Any more calls on anything else? 0141 951 1025. I did say we had some big breaking Super Scoreboard news to bring you ahead of the new season, and that news is that we are going to 7 days permanently from the new season. There will be a new show on Sunday, Super Scoreboard Sunday, and it launches on August the 3rd, live every Sunday from 4pm till 7pm, covering Sunday's matches, reacting to Saturday's matches. It'll be the first place for you to have your say on the weekend's action, the first comprehensive review of the weekend's action, and we'll get to hear from you. We'll be on air, we'll be on the YouTube live stream as well, and the beauty of it is you can listen back to the Super Scoreboard podcast, available on the Rail app or wherever you get your podcast, perfect for the Monday morning commute to work. You can listen back to all the opinions and analysis from the weekend's game. So it launches on August the 3rd, the first Sunday of the league season. We are live for Celtic's flag day against St Mirren. We'll be looking back on all of Saturday's action as well. Remember Russell Martin's first Premiership game in charge of Rangers against Motherwell. We'll round up all the other SPFL action, so you can join me, Andrew McLean, and the top team bringing you the best coverage of Scottish football in Glasgow and the West. Are you looking forward to it? A new show on a Sunday?
I'll tell you what, it's news to me. I didn't hear about it until I walked into the studio tonight, but well done, brilliant. I'm sure everyone out there is excited because you know what like it is? Sometimes on a Saturday, the fans come on the open line and they're desperate to get Monday to get back on and air their views and talk about their team and how good it was or how bad it was. Whereas the next day, we're here for them. They can just phone up and let us do all the talking.
I don't really want to know what your normal Sunday night routine is, but it might be changing. It might be all changed for you now.
I'm always very quiet on a Sunday now, Andrew. Get to that stage in your life, you just kick back and take it easy. A nice walk, a nice bit of dinner and relax. But no, I think every fan out there that listens to Super Scoreboard will be absolutely delighted with that news tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Super Scoreboard Sunday starting August the 3rd, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure to join us, whether it's on air or on the YouTube live stream. Right, we will take a look at this Hibs game because it's still 1-0 to Hibs against Midtjylland, which would be an excellent result. I know there's still a lot of time to go, only around 20 minutes gone in that game, but if Hibs were able to take a victory back from Midtjylland to Easter Road, it would be a huge, huge boost, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but they've got off to a great start. Look, I think even taking a draw back to Easter Road, they would fancy their chances. I said tonight earlier in the show, as long as you keep yourself in the tie, and they've got off to a real positive start, free kick. I don't know if it was meant as a shot, but the goalkeeper had no idea what he was doing. The ball ended up in the back of the net. Hibs, great start for them. A confident start, but I'm just watching the pictures coming in from Denmark and Midtjylland's starting to up the pace a little bit, so they've just got to be careful. Look, they've got that goal. They can, if they come out of there 1-1 or they come out with a slight victory, I think Hibs would fancy that in front of a packed house at Easter Road.
Yeah, Hibs not the only Scottish team in European action tonight. Dundee United they're playing Unistrassen from Luxembourg at Tannadice in a Europa Conference League qualifier. Let's go to Dale Eaton, who has the build-up and team news for us.
Thanks, Andrew. Here at Tannadice, the stage is set ahead of Dundee United's return to European football. They face Unistrassen, the side who finished second in Luxembourg's top flight last season. It's the Terriers' first match in the Conference League since a 7-0 defeat at the hands of AZ Alkmaar in the Netherlands in August 2022. That's a distant memory now, though, for this new-look United side looking to progress through a European tie for the first time since 1997. Jim Goodwin's made 11 signings so far this window, and seven have made the starting 11 tonight. The Terriers go with Kurochenko in goals. In defence, it's Strain, Esselink, Iovu, Carestes and Ferry. In midfield, it's Papo, Sivelj, Dolich and Trapanovski, with Sapsford up front. On the bench, it's Richards, Adams, Kamara, Sibbald, Thompson, O'Donnell, Sturton, Waters, Khalil Harding and Constable. The referee is Mark Nagtiel, and kickoff is at 7:45.
Yeah, these are the types of games that we've seen Scottish sides slip up in before, but I actually think Dundee United are a real surprise this season because they've signed so many players from so many different leagues and nationalities. It's kind of been, it's almost been hard to keep a, you know, keep track of the signings. They're a completely different team from last season. I don't really know what to expect from them.
Yeah, that's a new team. You look at seven new signings in the starting 11 tonight. 11 new signings coming in the door at Tannadice. Jim is certainly getting backed up there. They fancy their chances this season. They had a great season last year. You've got to say that about them. So they'll be looking to be a threat. But it's just how they blend all those signings together, Andrew. You know, if they can get them hitting the ground running early in the season, it'll be terrific for them. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time just for everybody to blend in together, get to know each other. But it's going to be a real interesting season at Tannadice.
I'll tell you one thing. See if Hibs and Dundee United manage to get through and into league phase football of European competitions. You know what's going to be busy? Sunday. It's our new Sunday shows. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Sunday football to talk about and reflect on.
And that's what we're hoping for. That's what it's all about. It's talking about letting the fans come on here and speak about what they're feeling, how they're feeling about their team, how their season's going, what they think they need, you know, who's the first manager to be sacked. We've heard it all before, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've got to say, a Sunday in here in the afternoon, talking non-stop football, watching the football coming in. Brilliant news.
Yeah, if you missed that news earlier on, Super Scoreboard is going to 7 days for the new season. There is a new permanent Sunday show, 4pm till 7pm. We'll be looking back on all the weekend's action. You'll get the chance to have the first say on what's happened over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you want to listen on your Monday commute to work as well. All the analysis, all the opinions, all the calls, you'll get them 4pm till 7pm, the new time for Super Scoreboard on a Sunday. But don't worry, Monday to Saturday we will be on as usual as well. That is all we have time for tonight, unfortunately, but tomorrow night we will give you all the latest on what's been happening in Europe, because Hibs 1-0 up against Midtjylland. That could be a very good result for David Gray's side. Dundee United, as we heard, up against Unistrassen from Luxembourg. How will they get on in their qualifier as well? Celtic playing Ajax tonight in the Como Cup. Maybe there'll be transfer developments as well. I'll be in the studio tomorrow night with Ross McCormack. That is the final 1 hour show of the summer, then back to 2 hours from Monday. But thank you to Gordon DL in the studio. Thank you for getting involved on the phones tonight. And it's Callum Gallagher who's up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Col Robert. If the accident's your fault or not, he'll sort the lot.